allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, it's good to see everybody. It feels like it's been a while, even though it hasn't, but I think the summer's kept everybody really busy. I just briefly walked through from Mr. D's office, and I want to thank the facilities and the grounds and all the people involved in that. Everything looks good, and they're getting it ready for the students to come back in September, so thanks to them. I know a lot of our seniors from last year are headed off to school this week or last week, and people in the workforce already. I know we had one going to the military. Have they left yet? Do we know?
I believe they left in first part of July.
Yeah, so good luck to them. And then also best of luck to our administrators, to our teachers, to our students for the upcoming year. So we're looking forward to that. Any other board comments, board member comments? Okay, superintendent comments.
All right, just to echo what Roxanne just shared, a big thank you goes out to our buildings and grounds staff, Shane and Penny's office. Really have done a fantastic job this summer. The grounds look fantastic. The insides of the building are nearly put back together. We're just about ready to roll for the year. We've had quite a bit of work going on this summer. Mike and the staff from BOCES have been involved in ensuring that all of our Promethean boards have been installed in the classrooms. That I believe was completed last week.
Yep.
So we are all set in the classrooms at the elementary school and high school. Additionally, we've had fiber optic being run here on campus as part of our Smart School Bond Act. So it's pretty exciting to see some of those done, Today began fall sports, incredibly. So we've had a pretty busy campus with a lot of students coming and going, being dropped off and coming here for practices throughout the course of the day. So we've got a lot of exciting things happening. We're looking forward to the start of the school year. I'm really looking forward to working with our new administrative team. I think a lot of good things are going to come this year. We've got quite a few new hires on our agenda this evening. Our administrative staff has done a great job going through and interviewing people. I think we've got a good slate of new educators to be coming into the district and supporting our students. So I certainly thank everyone for that. Ethan, Adriana, Kendra, do you guys have anything you want to share with the board in regard to any new happenings or big changes or anything that you're looking at doing this year in your buildings?
Nope, we're excited for the year to start, and you know, we're just going
to
take it one step at a time.
We are going back to 40-minute, 9-period schedule. You know, the past 2 years we've been doing block schedule every other day, but through that process we learned that there were some difficulties with you know, teaching standards, students staying on task for 80 minutes a pop, so we had decided to go back to 40 minutes. That does not include science labs. They'll still be added, and we also added math labs as well to help students with math deficiencies.
Nice.
Great. Well, thank you.
Exciting stuff. A little over 2 weeks and you'll be back at it. So.
Thanks.
Right around the corner.
It is right.
But the year goes like that.
Yes.
Incredible.
Right, yes. Okay. Board and staff reports, treasurer's report. Do we have a motion to?
If you go ahead. If you do it that way, I'm perfectly fine with it.
No. Got ahead of myself.
You have in front of you a multiple different documents in regard to the treasurer's report for the past 2 months. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve said reports.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's reports?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
Yes, you have in your packet the board minutes from the meeting of July 5, 2023. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Our CSC office was extremely busy at the end of last school year. As you can note, there are a multitude of different CSC, CPSC minute packets that I would like to recommend the board take action to approve.
Do we have a motion to approve the CSC minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Appointments. We have one appointment that we actually missed for our summer school program, which has already ended. But I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve, after the fact, Ms. Gagne and her position teaching in the summer school program this past summer.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
If the board wishes to do so, and you would like to take the rest as a group, let me know. If there's anyone you need me to pull and do separately, we can do that.
I'd like you to do Ms. McKee separately, please.
Okay. We certainly can do that. Pull out Ms. McKee. Everything else is going to go in a hole.
Perfect. I'd like to recommend Maya Touchette to be appointed as a teaching assistant at the elementary building, as well as Ms. Chelsea Bennett as a TA at the elementary school. I'd also like to recommend the permanent appointment of Lisa Miller to the position of food service helper. She has completed her 26-week probationary appointment. And I'd also like to recommend Courtney Brown to participate in a 26-week probationary appointment as a teacher bus aide. I'd like to recommend Kim Marbiglio to a probationary appointment in the position of teaching assistant, and all of her clearances have been obtained. I'd like to recognize and also recommend the permanent appointment of Mr. Shane Armstrong to the position of Director of Facilities 1. He has completed his probationary period. Lyle Hubert, I'd like to recommend to the position of cleaner. He has completed his 26-week probationary appointment as well, as has Mr. Gus Hurley to position of head building maintenance worker. He too completed his 26-week period. I'd like to recommend Ms. Samantha Godfrey to the position of guidance counselor at the elementary school. We look forward to having her join us here on staff. I'd also like to recommend Emily Brockway to the position of special ed teacher. She'll be joining us hopefully in September as well. Mrs. Arquette, Carrie Arquette, has completed the necessary program to obtain her initial certification as a library media specialist, so I would like to recommend her change in appointment from a reading teacher to a library media specialist effective in September. And lastly, you have before you a list of individuals that we'd like to appoint to mentors to our new staff: Pam Petorti, Rachel Waters, Sandy Lavin, Amanda Heckman, Sherry Cummings, Nicole Hughes, and students.
Okay. Do we have a motion for those appointments?
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we
I'll
have
second.
A second? Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to make one more recommendation to the appointment of a four-year probationary appointment of Ayla McKee to the position of elementary teacher on the tenure track early childhood education, birth through two, beginning in September.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Thanks. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You do still want it, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, she does.
If we were good for that, have you got everything
got it.
For that? Okay. All right.
Sadly, we have a few resignations from the district. People have moved on to other positions, and it's with regret that I'd like to recommend the resignation of Mrs. Sarah Siebold from the position of elementary teacher, Rhonda Becker, who was an elementary special education teacher, Trudy Woodbury, who served as our elementary nurse, although for a very short period of time. We were pleased to have her. And lastly, Katie Johnson from the position of guidance counselor. We have one last that just arrived this week, and Ms. Jackie Dockham will be departing her position as account clerk in the guidance office.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion?
Yes, we discussed last month about the exiting review. Mm-hmm. Did we ever come up with anything?
Yes. I've spoken with the individuals. I wouldn't share that information in public session, but certainly
right.
I could share that information individually or as a group.
All right, yeah, okay. I didn't know if there was going to be a board member involved. Were we talking about that or
that,
just...
That
we brought it up last month. That's all. I just want to see where we're going with it.
No, I wasn't aware that board members wanted to be involved.
No, I think what we should do with this, I mean, I know you've got a vote on the floor, but my recommendation
right.
would be that you form a committee to look at the attrition rate that we have and determine if it makes sense for the board to have a seat at the exit interview process
mm-hmm.
and then come back with a recommendation for the full board.
Yeah, we can certainly do that. The biggest issue I think we've discussed, you know, we've had a handful. You know, they're outliers, but by and large, the majority of the individuals that we have lost are due to location.
Uh-huh.
People are taking positions in districts closer to their home where their children are, and that seems to be what's happening. Again, there have been outliers. People have left for other reasons, but by and large,
right.
that's been our issue.
I know the question got brought, we just want to follow up on it.
Yeah, and that question was actually asked of me today, and mm-hmm. I'd be happy to meet with you separately and explain exactly what happened.
I just think if there's at least one person that we could prevent by maybe taking a positive stance, and, you know, there's got to be something going on here. We've got more than we had last month, and, you know, if there's anything that we can do to accommodate these folks, I think it would behoove all of us to, you know, take that type of stance.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few requests for leave of absences. Lauren Chandler has requested maternity leave on or around January 4th through April 11th. And then she's also asking to extend her leave through May 15th. We also have Courtney Dudley. Requesting a leave of absence from her position as a teaching assistant so she can finish her degree.
Should I abstain from that?
Does she live in the same household?
Same?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, then
you're okay. Yeah. Do we have a motion to approve those leaves of absence?
I move.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a couple of stipends that we will owe two of our teachers this year contractually that will be teaching an additional period. Mr. Joe Graney will be teaching one full extra period this year, and Mr. E2 will be teaching half a period, half a full period, so that stipend would be reduced by 50%. So we'd like to recommend those additional stipends to Mr. Joe Craney, the amount of $4,000, and Mr. John E2 with the amount of $2,000.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? I have a question in regards to these stipends. Do they get paid out at the same time other stipends are paid, or is it part of their regular bulk?
Yeah, how are you paying those extra class stipends right now? Do they get paid out at the end of the year?
At the end.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In June.
Because if they...
Like the other ones.
Or something.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yearly, boards of education are asked to appoint CSE, CPSE parent members, and I would like to recommend the board take action to approve that list.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Again, yearly, the impartial hearing officer rotational list needs to be approved by districts. You have that list, and I would like to recommend the board approve.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, and then I believe Mr. Barber was second. Any discussion?
That was a close second.
I know. You hate to lose, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the tax rolls and to authorize our tax levy resolution based on the budget vote last year.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Krupp. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Carried. And if I can just remind board members, if they all could answer on their vote, because we are being streamed, just so that everyone can hear that. Thank you.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the tax warrant resolution, which you have before you.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. You have before you the school tax notice for this year. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that tax notice.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have a few requests for building use. The Skeen Manor is requesting to use the junior senior high school November 17 and 18 for their annual basket party fundraiser. The Whitehall Rec and Booster Clubs are requesting to use the junior senior high school for their basket party fundraiser on October 14 and 15. And Mary Hollister of the Girl Scouts of Northeastern New York is requesting to use the junior senior high school for their open house on September 15th.
Do we have a motion to approve those building use? Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have before you an agreement for provider services between the Washington County and the Whitehall Central School District. For support for a young student that we have entering our school.
Motion to approve those services. Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We do have a series of disposals that you have in front of you, and we're going to be adding one as well. We'd like to dispose of a series of Chromebooks that are old and out of date, some of our old security cameras that were replaced several years ago and are no longer acceptable for use, two cooler master desktop computers, which are obsolete, five Unify APs, not functional, not sure what those are.
Excellent.
Okay. And an Epson projector, which is also obsolete. We also have a series of textbooks out in the hallway that are no longer being utilized.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion?
Yes, we had the other stuff go out on Auction International, so we...
Yeah, 60... 6,900 on the stuff.
Everything went all right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Lori just reported that to the audit and finance. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Each year, the board is asked to approve the district-wide school safety plan. That once approved by the board, it goes on our website for 30 days for public review. I would like to ask the board approve that school safety plan.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You all have in your packets our building level safety emergency response plans. Those are highly confidential. Those are not to be shared outside of the school district. So I would like to ask that the board approve those confidential building safety emergency response plans, which then get submitted to the county as well as EMS and fire.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Items of information. You've all got before you the Code of Ethics, which is distributed on a yearly basis, as well as information regarding the oaths of office, which were administered on July 6th to Lori, to myself, as well as to Heather. We are thrilled to share that the district received $1,000 for our SAD organization. That was donated by Elizabeth Carnes, the owner of the Whitehall Armory. And big thanks to Louie for nailing that donation for our group down. We have a back-to-school vaccination clinic, which we shared on our website. The county has been publicizing as well. It's going to be held on August 29th from 9 to 1 here at the school. Folks are asked to pre-register at the number 518-746-2400 if they wish to come and have their children's vaccines updated.
Did you miss this one?
Did I?
I don't know. This one.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. You did it. Okay, good. Okay. All right.
Just one thing on that SAD donation.
Yes.
Everybody knows we had Louie's graduation party down to the armory. When we got done down there, they walked up and handed Louie $1,000 check.
Nice.
That was very nice of them to do that.
Yeah, yes.
I think that's all right.
And the other thing that I would like to mention, I neglected to, I'm sorry, Mr. Pratt, glad you brought that up, is that Mr. Pratt's son, Lou, has been named president of the National SAD.
And my wife and myself would like to thank the school for letting us use the school for his press conference. That was a very big thing. Made a little good recognition for Whitehall. And thank you guys for that. Could make it. And appreciate it.
Yes. So that was great, too. Any visitors' comments? Okay. Sorry, Mrs. Hollister.
I'm going to say, you had spoke about the military, those.
Yes.
Jada?
Yeah, in July.
Pardon?
She left in July.
Right. She's already home. She was discharged. Medical. She has medical discharge.
Oh.
That's
too bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's devastated. But, we'll figure something out.
We're sorry to hear that.
The other thing with the books, could I have your blessing to research putting those National Geographic books that are out there on Marketplace or auctions? To see what I think they would
learn
something.
Yeah, absolutely. I if it's something that's being planned to discard, anything that has any need,
okay.
I should be doing that.
I think that. And the other thing, to piggyback on, I can't think of who said it, but anyway, Ferris Reggie is who we're getting our dumpsters through now. Very reasonable. He will get some here at the drop of a hat and clean. He cleans up any mess. He's very pleased that the school is recycling and taking the metal and scrap over to M&B. We've gotten quite a bit of money this summer from them. He takes it over. He gets the money. He brings the money back to me here at school. He's even brought it to my home on a Sunday morning while he was driving by on his way out of town for vacation. he pays taxes in this district, and he wanted to let me know that, let you know that he's very pleased about what we're doing with that, so I just don't know why.
Good.
Fantastic.
That's great. Any other comments?
Is that vaccination clinic the first time they've done that?
No, we've done it for the past couple of years.
That's fantastic.
We regularly have some of our students that are delinquent in their immunizations. It gives them an opportunity to get caught up. And what we'll typically do is once the school year starts, some of the kids hit the buildings. When the nurses have the time to start going through all of their records, we'll notice some additional students that might be missing. We'll partner with Hartford or Granville. We'll hold them up.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay, so that is going to conclude the public part of the meeting. I do need a motion to go into executive session for the medical, financial, credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to an appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
I'd give it to Mrs. Norton.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
You're
thank you for coming. Congratulations, Ailey.